They're great.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz? You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen. We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter in her new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
The Don and Mike Show.
Buzz.
It's all about the buzz.
Right.
You, me, bar, beers, buzz.
What about weed? Is there gonna be any weed?
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Here's ahead of Guy Birdley here. Johnny Ringo with news.
That's right.
Ringo. Are you gonna be... You don't have anything about that DC madam, right?
No, not today.
You know how that the chick, that DC madam, the whore lady, said that she had the name of all the famous people in her Rolodex?
Yeah, she's good people.
And she was going to let them out, let the names out eventually?
I mean, I heard that.
The one name that she's let out already is Sam Donaldson.
Really?
Sam Donaldson.
Mr. President.
Wow. Mr. President, I'd like the third one from the left.
Anyway, he's got nothing to say about it. I think it's interesting they're calling him now and asking him, what about this, what about this?
Sure. Just... So is this just the tip of the iceberg? Is she going to... Is she going to continue to reveal?
It's the tip of something.
Wow.
Sam Donaldson. Wow.
Who'd have thunk it? I wouldn't have picked him out of a lineup.
We just got a copy of the People's Choice Award nominees.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know, people are morons, which
yes.
is why they're the People's Choice Award.
Yes, uh-huh. And we're happy to be included.
For instance, your nominees for favorite movie of the year, favorite movie comedy,
uh-huh.
are Knocked Up,
right.
The Simpsons,
uh-huh.
and Wild Hogs.
Oh. I love them all.
Then you go to...
Did you say the best comedy of the year?
Yes. Your favorite leading man is either Jamie Foxx, mm-hmm. Joaquin Phoenix, or Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock?
Yep.
Well, I don't think that's ridiculous at all.
Here's one where I know you'll join me, Mike, for the just announced People's Choice Awards.
Uh-huh.
Favorite TV comedy.
All right.
Your choices are Two and a Half Men, My Name is Earl,
uh-huh.
and... The King of Queens.
Oh.
Those are the three shows they nominated.
I hope they win. I hope they win. They never won nothing.
And with the continual dumbing of America, the best category this year for them?
What is it?
Favorite threequel.
Really?
So I guess they have like Pirates and Spider-Man.
No, Bourne Ultimatum.
Right.
Yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean. Spider-Man 3.
Wow. It's a threequel.
A threequel.
I can't wait.
So now Hollywood is rewarding lack of originality.
That's right. I love them all. I hope I don't have to choose.
Threequel.
I love it. I love Kevin James.
See, they call it a threequel because there are three of them.
That is right. I don't know if there's going to be a fourth.
Yeehaw.
Who is my favorite funny female star?
Who?
Ellen DeGeneres.
Uh-huh.
Wanda Sykes.
Uh-huh.
Whoopi Goldstein.
Boy, that's tough to choose.
Here you go now. Favorite male funny star.
Whenever I'm in doubt, I pick the first.
Favorite funny male star.
Okay.
Are they funny?
Jim Belushi.
Adam Sandler.
Yeah, of course.
Will Ferrell.
Yes.
Robin Williams.
Oh, my. Invade us now.
No defending the Robin Williams, Mike.
Invade us now.
You're weak.
Really.
And you can know who's going to win every award. Just look who's in the audience that night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the People's Choice Awards because that's the only award show where the publicists and the agents find out exactly who's going to win.
And Buzz has been screaming for a while about the Writers Guild strike.
Right.
And how it's going to affect all the TV shows. Mm. Found it very, very interesting today that the Writers Guild is jumping all over Ellen, but
yes.
not literally, because she still is doing a show.
Mm-hmm, crossing
and
the line.
She's saying that her show is like the Oprah show or like Regis and Kelly, that she just comes out and ad-libs. And I beg to differ. I'm a fan of the Ellen mm-hmm. DeGeneres show, Ellen DeGenitals. I think they come up with very clever ideas and ways to incorporate the viewers when they have contests.
Yeah, they have writers.
When they have bits, there's no...
She said that they have writers.
Yeah, and she is just crapping on all
of them. She's totally crapping on them, and I can't believe she's doing that. It would seem to me if you're going to get this thing taken care of quickly, you'd have some of these big stars that are holding out. I mean, you don't help the cause of anybody by not honoring the
show. Yeah,
stories.
Show's formatted like Leno or Letterman. And,
right.
You know, they're not crossing the picket line.
Bill Maher doesn't. I mean, his show wasn't live
right.
this week.
It's unfair to compare me to Leno, Letterman, and Conan. I'm a daytime show. My show is like Rachel Ray, Oprah, Dr. Phil, Live with Regis, Martha, Tyra, Jerry, Maury, and Montel.
All right, then I would like to go back and speak to the writers on Ellen's show and see that if her opening monologue has no contributors when she does it.
That would be interesting.
It would be very interesting
to
see.
You got
to
know what it is. And like I said, the idea is when they send out an intern in a box, mail him somewhere, whatever crazy housefrau gig it is they do.
But you know, and here's the thing. She's already mentioned that she has writers. She wants to send the love out to her writers. Mm-hmm. So how can she come out now and say it's not that kind of show?
I don't know.
What's Oprah doing? Is Oprah still doing her show?
Yeah, because her show is not written.
When she's right. not in Africa apologizing, yes.
Okay, and so she's doing. But Oprah doesn't do really a monologue.
No.
But even when they're introducing people, I would assume Oprah has writers on
somebody
that show.
Writes.
Somebody
that.
Wrote it on a card.
Right.
Somebody wrote, like, please welcome my first guest has sold, you know,
yeah.
20 million.
Yeah, I suppose you could
I
make
love
a case
Ellen,
for
but she's made some strange choices lately.
And also,
ever since that dog.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You got to wonder. Mm-hmm. Hold on. She goes out on a limb and throws her entire life out there for a freaking dog. Now you've got these writers who
right.
have, you know, for good or bad, they've been a huge part of her success.
Yep.
Stand by your man.
Yeah.
Stand by your woman.
Yeah, and I understand she's taking heat, and I think she deserves it.
NBC has put out a memo today. The people that work on The Tonight Show who just work in the office, they said, we'll pay you one more week, and then if nothing happens, you're out of work, too.
Lay off.
What is the is there any movement at all on this? I mean, you hear about they're out on strike. You never hear anything about the negotiations.
Now, I'll say one thing on behalf of Jay Leno that I was reading over the weekend, that Jay Leno said on behalf of his writers that he would rather they go, or rather on behalf of the office staff who are about to get S-canned
right.
on this, said he would rather that they go with guest hosts and celebrities and at least keep the people who work in the office who have nothing to do mm-hmm. with writers
right.
or strikes and let them keep their job.
Right.
That to me, from Leno, seemed okay, pretty decent.
You know, but from a strictly...
Right?
That's decent of him to do.
Keep it
but
alive.
From a strictly union standpoint, I mean, if the goal is to get this strike settled, mm-hmm. They got to feel the pain. And, you know, I think that's the way it's got to go. The more you accommodate other people, the more inclined the producers are to not make a big deal about it and get this thing settled.
But
and really, they should just settle the damn
but
thing.
But on the other hand, there's 135, you know, it seems incredible on a show as crabby as The Tonight Show. There's 135 people that have nothing to do with the writing of that show.
That are there as the support staff.
That are all going to be laid off next week.
It's horrible.
Which is why Leno said, hey, I don't care, bring on a guest host.
Right.
You know, so those people can work.
These are the people who always get hurt, the stagehands and the office staff, those kinds of people.
But isn't whoever they bring in to guest host, aren't they going to be technically crossing the picket line too?
Well, I mean, wouldn't they they have to have a monologue, and I would think
right.
a guest host more than anybody else would need support of the writing staff.
Talk right. about setting up for failure.
But if you right. remember what they're going to do, it'll probably be like the last time or when Letterman was sick mm-hmm. the last time that they had guest hosts. The guest host would come out and say, hi, I'm George Clooney.
And then they'd overbook a guest,
yeah, and
one guest.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like Saturday Night Live. Here's a two-minute thing. We'll have a great show. We'll be right back with, you know, 8 mm-hmm. million guests you saw on the Today Show today.
No, the one thing you don't hear, though, is you don't hear what the process is. I've heard Bill Clinton wanted to intervene on this. I've heard some other famous people have wanted to get involved and mediate this thing. But you don't hear, you know, where are they? Are they complete? Are they just walking a picket line without any... You know, any negotiations at all?
No talks at all, and because neither side has felt the pain yet. The only people who are going to feel the pain are these office people and support people.
Mike, let's see what Tom Arnold says. The great Tom Arnold.
Yeah.
Well, listen, he handled the wildfires really well. He's been in our business for longer than probably Dennis and I have. He knows how important writers are. Believe me, he wouldn't be anything without writers. If somebody wrote, I'll be back, for God's sakes.
That's Tom Arnold talking about Arnold.
Wisdom.
Tom Arnold does make me laugh again. Somebody wrote, I'll be back.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't he sound coked up?
Always.
Listen to his
Yeah, he sounds always that way.
Listen to him again, though.
Well, listen, he handled the wildfires really well. He's been in our business for longer than probably
It's been a bit.
I'm supporting the writers, and I've been on the picket line for a long time.
I have a bloody nose. It must be the altitude.
That's what I have. He knows how important writers are. Believe me, he wouldn't be anything without writers. If somebody wrote, I'll be back, for God's sakes.
I'll be back.
And hold on. Jesse Jackson. Sure, he's got to get involved.
I support a strong middle class for America. I support people's right to have a decent job with benefits. The right to own a home, the right to educate their children. This is the American dream.
What does the – how does – you know
– I don't know why he's putting his big foot in this thing.
You know what we have no information on? We don't have any information on you know, what's the average writer out there? What does the average writer get paid out?
It's a little embarrassing. The average working writer?
The actual working writer.
$200,000
$200,000 a year?
What's embarrassing about that?
Well, you know, it's more than I think a lot of people make.
And Jesus Christ. Yeah, why are they striking?
Going to be hard for Americans to sympathize with that.
Yeah, wow. The average writer gets $200,000.
The average employed writer makes $200,000.
Like on Leno's show and Letterman's show, and like the people at the Right House and other stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Did you know that number?
I didn't know. I'm still going without. I was still clinging to that soundbite last week that it was like, you know, it only costs 60 cents to make a DVD, and they sell it for $30, and we don't get anything out of it.
That has so completely changed my perspective.
They're mad at the studio executives who make $20 million a year.
And, yeah, that's true.
Oh boy, I'm thinking about TV. What was the commercial? What is the video game coming out that uses the theme from House?
Well, there's CSI's got a video game.
No, Mike.
Out.
This is like, it's not that Beowulf or not
Beowulf.
Beowulf. It's some other video game. And I know that when the games were on yesterday, it caught my ear because it was that beginning to House, that
bounding. Same theme, huh?
I think we do.
I had no idea.
Are you listening to our show today?
Can you do
that? I am. It's wonderful.
The best you've ever done.
Man.
Cool.
So this comes on during football, right? And I look up like, oh, it's an ad for House. And it was like, in ye old times, when I said the dragons would come, and I'm a video game, and I'll cut off everyone's head that comes my way and eat the dragon and eat the sword.
Well, it's all licensing, so a lot of different people can get the same music.
And then some chick started singing like it's a song.
Wow. Oh, really?
That's so hilarious. I guess it obviously it was a song.
This exact same theme?
That exact music.
Wow.
Well, I know that on movies, especially movie trailers, you hear the same music again and again and again.
But in this day where you have TV themes that aren't really TV themes anymore, this is kind of identifiable, right?
Very identifiable.
As being the House song.
Yeah, I'm surprised at that. I thought it was an original piece of music written for the show.
I'm sure somebody out there knows what video game it's an ad for. It's a first-person shooter game, maybe, or like a dragon game. I don't know, but at one point you start singing like, won't you please? And I'm like, hey, whoa, that's House.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
All you have to do is watch the credits, and you'll see you know where it is, and see who wrote it, because it'll be on the credits of House.
Sometimes, not always.
Really?
Yeah, they don't always credit the music.
Really?
I've noticed because I've looked.
Hold on, let's see if someone knows. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, boys.
Hi there.
Hey, the biggest thing these guys are striking over, because they got so screwed on videotape sales and DVD sales, they're holding out because of the internet and these movie companies. Yeah, the movies and TVs companies want to make so much money off this stuff, they don't want to get screwed this time around. And look at how much money these movie and TV companies are making. When I can go into a store and buy Space 1999 on DVD, I mean, that's all found money.
Did they ever
think that stuff would ever come back on DVD and make money?
As we discussed last week, there is that point of view, which I think we all agree with.
Yeah, I'm all for the talent. The people that write are the people that are, you know, the backbone of Hollywood.
You know, then there's what Buzz said.
Yeah.
You know, you make it $250,000 a year.
Right.
You know, a part of you should just say, you know, shut up and...
Well, a part of me says mediate the damn thing and get them all in a room and get this thing done.
Yeah, I mean, they should get their fair share, whatever it is.
God knows the people that run the studios are still going to have a gigantic pile of dough left at the end of the day.
And it sounds like the average writer's salary is making a very nice living for them.
And really, those shows should be funnier.
Well, they should be much better. Can you believe that?
Yeah. You got 14 guys making $200,000 a year each. You should do better than George Bush sneezing. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I think they need to get Jimmy Carter. Isn't he in charge of all that peace in the Middle East?
Bye!
He is in charge of that.
See if anyone knows what that House thing is. That House music was driving me nuts. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm thinking the only game I could think of that it could be for is Assassin's Creed. And then with the writers, I think that the
Assassin's that Creed, he was in the Rocky movie, wasn't he?
That's Apollo Creed, Mike. Apollo Creed. Oh, Buzz, where has time gone?
I don't know. Where to go? Hey, we had fun. We learned a lot.
Oh, we got a break. We'll have more news coming up.
Very good.
Yes, we will.
I was watching your fingers.
With Johnny Ringo.
You know what? That was like a kid in a candy store that couldn't pick out the right thing. And now that wasn't that you were... No. You just had a lot of different things you wanted to play.
8 million different options, so finally.
That's when you had so much to offer.
Just looking at the...
In your candy store.
A lot of choices.
Ringo.
Ringo.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's Veterans Day.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you to Christina in California, writes us at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah.
The song they use on House is Teardrop by Massive Attack. The singing you hear in the Assassin's Creed commercial is the original version of the song. House just uses the intro instrumental portion of Teardrop.
Ah, okay. Now we know what it is. There, we've got it.
Very cool.
Thank you. Go. And hi, Buzz. Go.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Go. We're running late. Go.
A top U.S. intelligence official says he's...
Ringo.
I'm Johnny.
Go, Buzz. Go.
Johnny Ringo.
We're running late, Buzz.
Go. Hurry up. Take your time. Go. A top U.S. intelligence official...
Hold on. It's time for Johnny.
Johnny.
Born Green.
Ringo.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Top U.S. intelligence official says it's time for Americans to change their definition of privacy and to leave those decisions to the government and business. Donald Kerr, the deputy director of national intelligence, says privacy no longer means anonymity. He says it's up to government and business to safeguard your private communications and financial information. Until last summer, it was illegal for the government to conduct surveillance on its citizens inside the U.S. without a court order. The Bush administration argued that the law was getting in the way of intelligence gathering.
New England Patriot Act.
Got Congress to change the law. Exactly.
How long did this guy work for the KGB?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He's experienced, obviously.
Right.
Now Congress is trying to decide if you should be able to sue companies. They're talking about this now. Should you be able to sue companies like AT&T for giving your emails and other records to the government without a court order? AT&T reportedly is diverting every call, every email.
John or Fred.
And every
anything but sue.
Sue.
And every website you visit into a government supercomputer.
So anytime you use anything like that, it's just automatically turned over.
Perhaps you've seen in the news a retired AT&T engineer from the San Francisco area. No axe to grind with the company, except that in his final months and years with the company, he discovered a secret room there in San Francisco where it actually all the information, the calls, the phone calls, the emails, the website visits all go through kind of a prism that divides it. And one half of the signal is sent into the internet where you intended it to go. Yeah. And the other half, all of it, everybody gets dumped into a government supercomputer.
It's a little weird.
It is.
Well, I hate to always be the one throwing cold water on this.
I understand.
What made-up website is this from? From firejoegibbsnow.com?
Exactly. That's right. That's where I got it. No, you'll find it all over. This year is not over yet, and already 25 million Americans have undergone background checks by the federal government. Not a few thousand suspected terrorists, 25 million Americans. For the first time in history, more civilians are being checked than criminals. The numbers have gone up every year since 9/11 at the rate of about 12% a year. There are just over, for example, 8.5 million people living in Ohio. 4 million, nearly half, have had background checks.
You know, I don't mind this if it is indeed going to keep us a little bit safer.
I probably
don't mind that.
Quoting a civil libertarian, I wouldn't be surprised if there's a terrorist or two in there, but you're not going to find them when you're doing so many.
That's the concern I have.
Right.
It's the same way with our troops and the allocation of our troops. Are we putting the right energy into the right thing, or are we just overshooting the runway?
Don't you cats think they've always been listening to our phone calls?
You know what? That's a good point.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
No, as long as they're not locking you up because you're in the wrong party or you voted for the wrong guy.
Visited the wrong website.
I think what the argument people have that are against this, they would say to you, well, yeah, it doesn't now, but what if it does get in the hands of people that did want to control, keep their power, and find out all the dissidents and all the people that were against them and they wanted to monitor them, which is done in totalitarian states.
That's why I don't have a computer. Mm-hmm. I keep all of my money underneath my mattress.
Good for you.
And I have a shotgun loaded at my side 24/7, baby.
It's red, right? You call it Shotgun Red?
Shotgun.
That's America. Online.
Buzz,
yes.
That's my America.
That's right. That's Donnie's America.
Ed Anger.
Thank you.
Online is the new way to file for divorce in Broward County, Florida. The clerk of courts there has launched a website that allows citizens to...
I kid, of course, you wouldn't be getting divorced while you were just talking today about your new wife, Carla.
Your new wife. Congratulations.
Your new wife, Carla.
That really did stop the show in its tracks, didn't it? My bad.
So now in Florida, there's a website that lets citizens apply.
And I can say it on that one, my bad.
She's going to like hearing you say that.
Yeah, well, it was a mistake on my part. We are not currently married.
Not currently.
Not currently.
Right.
There is a website now, Broward County, lets citizens apply for divorce papers online, as well as dealing with other matters like evictions and small claims lawsuits.
You just keep moving there, Ringo.
All right. The self-serve system. That's what I'm here for. I move things forward because I'm Johnny Ringo.
Johnny Ringo.
I'm all for that. Online, do it online.
Uh-huh.
All right. You want to get divorced, do it online.
This self-serve system was set up for people who...
Fire Joe Gibbs now.
Cam.com. Afford a lawyer. Or don't want to spend the money or on one. The forms can be filled out online. They can be printed and then mailed to the courthouse. At worst, you might have to get some documents notarized first. The clerk hopes to webify name changes as well, even paternity cases. It's already being done in Palm Beach County and spreading.
I'm all for saving money during a divorce.
Weboso.
I invented that word, I think.
Weboso.
Webify.
Webofy.
Webify.
Women you meet online are far more likely to have sex with you on a first date than women you meet in bars.
Being careful, okay. It's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Run.
This, according to a
what
new survey.
What about the vagina?
By the U.S. Journal.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying to you, friend.
That's another one of your phony surveys coming
up
here.
No, from the journal Sexuality Research and Social Policy. The survey, hundreds of women, found that a third of all women who meet someone online have sex on their first date with that someone, mostly because they feel they have come to know that person.
Thank you!
There she is. Nearly a third of these women provide that special favor on a first date.
Really?
27%, to be exact. But the study also found that 3 out of 4 of these women don't practice safe sex. And again, it's because they feel they've come to know the guy they're meeting for the very first time.
So what you're saying...
There you are!
What you're saying is you're apt to meet a cleaner woman in a bar.
I wouldn't put it that way.
Yes, you would. Yes, you would, Ringo.
Here's the chick we met online.
Toilet seat assistance at row number one. Thank you.
It's one of those times where Don and I were using the same computer.
I had to go to the hospital.
And we met her, and she was hot.
Look at my clothes. They're very bright. I give everybody lots of color.
Said, come here now. Kiss us.
I love you. I have to go. I have to go catch a bus.
No, we met you online.
We switch off. Don would talk to her, and then I talk.
She never knew.
Open your eyeballs and you can see that he's a little bit of a jerk.
Here's a hot piece of ass we met online.
Be realistic, Rick.
I am. You are beautiful.
Jeez. I'm in boring clothes. What, am I scaring you?
So sexy.
You're lovely. Take your clothes off.
I'm going to go to Elma. Now I'm going to catch a bus with Rick.
All right, but first have sex with me and Mike.
Can we have assistance, please, at row number one for toilet seats?
I'd like you to keep your voice down just a little
bit.
Yeah,
because he has a green card. He's cute.
You're being a little too loud.
I buy my bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
Mike said something to you.
Please be quiet.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, come on.
Yeah.
No, I want quiet. Please.
Excellent.
No, and it's not excellent.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're screaming. You're
weird.
No, you're weird.
It's me, the sheriff.
Yeah, you're not a sheriff. Why are you making me mad?
I got a schedule. I'm going to go and Happy Timmy's bus today. That's why it is.
Why do you have to scream?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Hello?
Oh, God.
You're very lucky to have met her.
I hate it when you yell like that.
So, it's a free country. I'm a person.
Yeah, and your breath smells, and so do your arms.
She's pretty, and she's nice.
You're not pretty, and you're not nice.
No, you're
I
not.
Think he's going to take me for a ride in it.
I wouldn't take you for a ride in that.
Take me today to get a new toilet seat, because mine got broken.
I want to make you cry. I want to make you cry.
I bet you lick the toilet seat.
We need some help. I'll get it.
No, I want to make you cry.
Lick the toilet seat.
Who runs this joint anyway?
We do. Lick it.
Yeah, I love him so much.
Yeah, look at that toilet seat.
Yes, I'm okay, because I'm the sheriff.
Yeah. The sheriff?
Sheriff of poop.
Yeah, I have something to show you.
What do you have to show me? I don't want to see it.
What's that, your brown teeth?
You know me. I'm fussy.
And you're loud.
Would you like a cookie? It's chocolate flavor, very nutritious.
No, thank you.
Well, I have to go to the hospital.
Quiet, please.
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Voice down.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
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 Yes.
I got you there, didn't I?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. Yes.
No. No.
Come on.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Quiet.
No. Come on. My dad's taking me to Super Save.
Oh, your dad's dead.
I don't think it's right to throw dirt on somebody.
You're a dumb phone whore.
I like the fishies. What do you like?
You stink like fishies.
I love you, Abby.
Bye. That's who we met online.
Bye.
Yes. Loud woman, but pretty good. Satisfied. We were satisfied.
Yeah, well, he put up that sign in the bathroom that says only employees can use it.
Yes, it did. Shut up, please.
Jesse's delicious.
Okay.
The editor of Women's Health magazine says most women now practice what she calls the 12-date rule.
You can forget about my sister. She got a boyfriend.
12?
Don had to get greedy and ask about her sister.
What about your sister, the whore?
What for?
What for? He wants to know if she's available.
Want to use her like a toilet?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No.
Yes.
She's quite the contrarian.
Yes.
No. No.
Hold on. Do you see that finger?
Yes.
Okay. Put that finger somewhere bad.
Yes.
Now, smell it.
Yes.
Does it smell good?
No.
There she is. Hi, Rosie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, of course we can.
Why women with hourglass figures are smarter when we continue.
Yeah, because he has a green card. He's cute.
That woman on those tapes is out of that.
I buy my bus pass for $40, and I'm first always, so that's why I'm first.
Shut up.
You like Buzz, right?
Yes.
You do anything for Buzz, right?
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you have an hourglass figure?
No.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? The Don and Mike Show. Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
Uh-huh.
Smells like a bunch of farts got in a fight.
Cha-ching!
Once again.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
There he is, Johnny Ringo, Guy Birdley, Michael J. Cocksmith, Elston. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. How the heck are you?
Great. A new study has turned up an interesting correlation between a woman's body and her brain. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh studied 16,000 women and found that women with hourglass figures have higher IQs than women who don't. It's all about the hips-to-waist ratio, 3 to 5 being ideal. A woman with a narrow waist but large hips is smarter than a woman whose waist and hip measurements are closer together. And this isn't about size, it's about shape. Researchers believe this has to do with the kind of fat stored around the waist versus the kind of fat that's stored in the thigh.
Thank you!
Waist fat is heavy with omega-6 fatty acids, which do nothing for brain growth. Now fat on the thighs
that's
is
loaded. W-A-I-S-T, not W-A-S-T-E.
That's right.
Waist fat.
Mm-hmm.
Waist fat.
And fat on the thighs is loaded with omega-3s, which promote brain growth and which they also, they found in the study, pass on to their baby.
So you want a woman with a fat butt?
You want somebody with a 3 to 5 ratio, a narrow hips and, I'm sorry, a narrow waist and wider hips.
Does it say anything about women who never shut up?
No, it's no mention of that here.
What about women that have fat waists and fat thighs?
Does it say
they are
about...
not as smart because okay. they don't have that ratio difference between waist and
gotcha.
Hip.
Does it say anything about women whose husbands? What did you just say?
What, women who never shut up?
Does it say anything about those women then ordering their husbands to get a vasectomy?
No, it doesn't mention that either.
Order
does it
say anything an about Beth Ann McBride? Word.
Not a word about
right.
Beth Ann.
I don't think she ordered you to get. Yes, I do.
You think she ordered me?
I believe. Yes. Buzz, you were at dinner. Well, we didn't talk about it.
We didn't
it
talk
dinner.
About it at dinner.
I have a new nickname for you besides Kid Hitler.
What's that?
Commander Snip.
I like Kid Hitler.
Ouch. Finally.
Must be a great nickname if you prefer Hitler.
Good news.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
You always prefer Hitler.
Ask Commander Snip.
Good news for some, I guess. It is now perfectly legal to have sex with a mannequin.
So you're saying she didn't order you to get it?
No.
Okay.
What's D-Day on that? Oh, it's back when we come back from
he's gotta have
from
his,
Christmas time.
He's got to have his – don't you have to have your get-to-know-you meeting this week?
Yeah, the vasectomy demarcation or VD-Day.
And that's when, of course, just like on the elevators at the old DJ conventions, when he walks into the doctor's office, he's going to go, get to know me!
Woo! Look out! Look out! Hey, don't you got to go in this week?
A week from Wednesday.
A week from Wednesday.
Is he going to shake hands with your little friend?
I'll say, what's your bag?
Day before Thanksgiving.
You'll have a ball.
You're nuts.
It is legal to have sex with a mannequin. So says the South Dakota Supreme Court, hearing the case of a young man who at the age of 19 was found in a cultural museum humping a mannequin. Yeah. The charge was indecent exposure. The young man was convicted and had to register as a sex offender.
Joe.
But Michael James Plenty Horse of Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Plenty Horse.
Are up and at him.
Didn't even have his pants pulled down very far. Only the mannequin was naked, stripped of her band uniform. Now the courts say that because he was alone in that room and because his junk wasn't exposed to anybody, he's not guilty of anything.
Good.
The court says he may have been lewd, just not indecent.
Ah, leave him alone.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, we're out of time.
Oh. Hey, it's everybody. If you
guess on that happy note,
yeah. Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
We'll see you tomorrow for the launching of FireJoeGibbsNow.com.
Yay!
Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, kid Hitler vasectomy.
I'll be polite to the doctor. I don't want him to get snippy with me.
We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
All right. That was a great cut.
Peter North.
This is the Don and Mike Show.